The new Irish singer-songwriter Fionn Regan is here today for a mostly solo set, but with his drummer here as well. His debut album has gotten much respect in the UK with great press and acclaim, but all that was topped when it was announced that his was one of a handful of albums nominated for the British Critics Award for the Best Newcomer of the Year, the Mercury Prize. The award will be announced on September 4th. I asked Fionn what the Mercury Prize nomination meant to him.
It felt like I was in a cave, and a lot of people appeared at the mouth of a cave with flashlights and cameras. So I had a kind of crooked smile on my face for a day or two. But yeah, it was strange. I mean, we've been doing everything by shoestring and tightrope for so long. And it kind of felt like this record is winding down the windows, presenting itself for the next record, and this came along. All of a sudden, I sort of felt a bit like a lighthouse keeper at a wedding.
Well, one of the things that amazes me is how you've developed your guitar style to suit the melodies of what you play. A lot of the parts you play on guitar, you know, in the interior parts of it echo your melodies and stuff. It's really, really kind of beautiful. Did you have to figure out how to do that playing solo so much? Or?
Yeah, I think that side, it was the finger-picking guitar and that kind of thing. I learned early on, but I disregarded it for a while, and I've been playing electric guitar. And I suppose when it's bare-chested, you develop a way of trying to grab people by the shirt collars or the earlobes.
Well, we'll find out what you've learned, and say, but it all comes down to the songs, and they're beautiful. What do you want to start off with?
I'm going to start with a song called "Hey Rabbit." Thanks.
Hey rabbit, you've had it. Your fingers are in the coin disposal. Hey worm, you tunnel it out. You would not listen to their proposal. The springs in the mattress will never reveal how I entered. In a hospital ward, across a billboard, the girl has gone back to the coast, hearing voices in car parks. Pull a diamond from your sleeve. Hey badger, you're punched out. Your mouth is around an aerosol can. They want you to sink, but you stood up and swam. Ideas are like sparrows. They dart down the hall, the chimney, and out of the spout. Down a wormhole and back out my mouth. The girl shells has gone back to the coast, hearing voices in car parks. Pull a diamond from your says thank you when you open doors for them anymore. Well, I made you rich and you made me poor.
Fionn Regan is our guest on the World Cafe today, and that is Hey Rabbit, one from the debut album, The End of History. And clear it up. Where are you from? I think people are confused. Where are you living now, I guess, is what I should say.
Well, I'm actually living in Ireland, in my hometown, Bray, at the moment.
And where's Wicklow? Is Wicklow near that? Or?
Yeah, it's in Wicklow. Wicklow's the county. It's about 14 miles from the city centre of Dublin.
And where'd you grow up?
I grew up there. Grew up there.
And your parents worked at a hotel, or what did they do? What was that?
My father is I suppose you could call him a composer of sorts. My mother is a painter, an artist.
Art was kind of up there all the time as something, as an option?
Yeah. I mean, we sort of, the place that we're from, Bray, it's a last resort, kind of the end of the train line. So it's a magnet for all aspects of good and bad, I suppose. But our house was, the sort of capital of late night music sessions. You know, you'd have somebody that used to drive lorries who could play a banjo, or, you know, someone who could stand up and, you know, read a bit from something that they'd put down, I'd generally fall asleep under a table soaking all this up from an early age, it'd come to my turn and I'd, you know, stand up on a table and improvise a story or something like that, you know, or a poem, you know, about a forest fire or the sound of piano or the foghorns or something like that.
Did the influences of the people who ended up at this thing become your influences?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's there, you know, the it's there in the marrow of your bones. It's something that you kind of have to do. And these people are kind of little signs on the walls, and they, you know, they kind of bring it out of you a little bit more, I suppose.
Well, you shout out some formidable and great authors in the song Put a Penny in the Slot. Is it, can you do that one?
Oh, yes, of course I can, yeah, absolutely.
I apologize. I seem to have arrived home with items in my bag from your house. There's cutlery, a tablecloth, some Hennessy, and a book on presidents deceased. I'll have them FedEx to you. It was a strange thing to do. I hope we can still be friends. Oh, it was not me, but someone else you see, twisting the steering reins. Put a penny in the slot and make an artificial arch shine. Leave gold, my golden arm. I don't give advice, but be wise and think twice before getting involved in a game where the minority face the majority, who are faceless and born without name. Was it Noxink when we came across three men? They had church candles wrapped in newspaper. I bought two from them and I'll let one for you. I hope the message made its way down the wire. Put a penny in the slot and make an artificial light shine. Leave gold, my golden arm. The soul of a dog, he's alive and not gone to the farm like the other said. A Rhodesian bridge back off the beaten track in a furniture shop down on the quays. For the loneliness she foster, I suggest Paul Auster, a book called Timbuktu. put a penny in the slot and watch the drunken sailor boy dance. Oh, she will not let you be her lover. She goes out looking for a taxi. Her phone is ringing straight to message Monday. Send out a battalion to find her. Put a penny in the slot and count the swans through a telescope. I can't help from crying, I wish you were mine. When I was 17, I followed my dream up into a high-rise block. The Adventures of Ogie March by Saul Bellow was all I had for company. At nighttime I'd lie in Beckenham Park with tears like flashbulbs and recall my treasure searching days in the rock pools as a kid. To the remains of the Cherub Plains or around bonfire in Naylor's Cove. Good company in grief sit like a dark leaf sits beside a stinging nettle. Put a penny in the slot and make an artificial arch on. Leave gold, my golden arm.
Put a penny in the slot, another one from our guest today. Fionn Regan is playing live for us. We talked about playing solo, but now you've upped the ante. You've doubled the band. Who's playing drums today?
It's Brian Murphy here playing drums today.
I want to do one, two of you?
Yeah, sure. Industrial yards where my father did work. When I was a boy, I went too far. I lost the thread in the darkest of space. If I become antique, you'll collect me. If I become cheap, then you'll respect me. My jumper is soaked in pig's blood. I'm coming. Looking for you. And if you pull a hatchet, I'll pull something to match it. How about your wife? I will give her a good life. Isn't your truck? Hey, I'm not that low. The wolves came on the radio, transmitting through a portal in the snowy Atlas Mountains. Thank you.
Fionn Regan is our guest on The Cafe, and that is Snowy Atlas Mountains, another one from The End of History, the debut album. Well, what do you all want to finish up with?
I would do Be Good or Be Gone.
Sounds good.
To read this, Rose was born a child actress on the fifth day of the snow. Be good or be gone, be good or be. Range was staggering, movement and timing, frame by frame, it did unfold. Be good or be gone, be good or be. Read to you on Saturdays. The museum has closed down. Sell all your things at the end of the drive. Be good or be gone. Be good or be. Aerial view of a coastal town that you once knew. Be good or be gone. Be good or be.
Be Good or Be Gone, finishing up our session with Fionn Regan today on The Cafe. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for having me.
Fionn Regan, our thanks to Fionn for joining us today. His new album is called The End of History. Coming up, Jose Gonzalez has a new album coming, and we'll give you a preview and get right back here to the World Cafe.